This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Hope you enjoyed the study we just wrapped up on Friday, the Book of Revelation. And I've been thinking, it's been about a year. We've been in that for a year here on the radio, here on the podcast, wherever you are that download this program. There's some friends and brothers in the Middle East that download the program. There's people in Russia, from Japan, from the Philippines, from all over the world that download the podcast. And people right here in Central Florida that listen in on the radio every day. I hope you were blessed from that study. I'd love to hear from you. Would you pass on to me perhaps some words, something that you learned from the study, some blessing that the Lord blessed you with over the past year as we've gone through this book? You can write to me. My email address is paul@wmiefm.com. I'd love to hear from you. Once again, paul@wmiefm.com. Now, you're going to hear today and this week something that was just preached at my church here in Florida last week, and I'm so excited. I want you to hear this. And what a service we had last week. And the message is being preached by Pastor Ken Babington. He is my longtime friend. He is the pastor of First Baptist Church of Cocoa Beach, and he delivered a powerful sermon on Memorial Day weekend last Sunday. The sermon is entitled Taking Back America. This is going to air all week, and we're going to start here today on this. If you'd like a copy of this sermon, please write to me, paul@wmiefm.com. I'll make sure you get a copy of it. Here is part one of this message. Again, the preacher is Pastor Ken Babington. The message is Taking Back America.
All right. Today is Sunday, May the 24th. I brought a couple of people from Cocoa Beach, but it's not a 20-minute message. I have about 20 copies of this for your church. So start off with just one per family. I'm giving them to you. There's no cost for them. I'm giving this to you. My wife and I, we just got married about 6 weeks ago, and we have 7 children, 22 grandchildren. Her name is Sylvia. We were riding bicycles out in the Duda wetlands yesterday, and we saw alligators and birds and all sorts of things. And one of the hobbies that I've wanted to have is just taking pictures. I'd love to be able to have a hobby of taking pictures. But the more I thought of it, talked to Sylvia's daughter yesterday about the time restraints. I really would love to have a hobby of taking pictures, but I really don't have the time. Because if I'm going to have a passion about something, I'm almost 70. My life is getting close to being over. As I look around, some of you are over 30 years old. Oh my goodness, if you were playing poker. But if I don't have very much time left, I want to use my time to retake America. This message is not my message that I wanted to come here and preach. Your pastor called me and said, Ken, I would like you to come on May the 24th, and I want you to have the topic of retaking America. I'm fine with that. Got no problem teaching on that. But it's not like I called him and said, hey, Pastor Paul, I got a message that I want to bring to your church. Paul called me, and he said, Ken, would you bring this message? There could be no more timely message than this. And as I got to thinking about this, I'm ready to go. I had this in print. I've had this in print, America and our Christian foundation as a country. I'm going to go into some of that. I'm not going to document it. I've got all the documentation you could ever ask for. I can speak with absolute authority and know that my sources are documented accurate. I don't have any apology for that. You can check me out. Matter of fact, a guy named David Barton, I don't know if any of you know David Barton, but I heard him make a comment 25 years ago. And David and I have gotten to be good friends, even though I still introduce myself to him every time I meet him. Back in 2008, I ran for state representative. David Barton is one of the men that endorsed me as a candidate for state representative down in the South Brevard district. But David Barton is one of the greatest historians of our country's history. And he made a comment, and I didn't really know him, so I checked it out. He quoted the political science department of the University of Houston for one of his documentations. And so I called the University of Houston. This is about 15 or 20 years ago. I called the University of Houston, asked for the political science department, got a guy on the phone who happened to be the man that put that document together, and he said, everything you're saying is accurate. So I trust David Barton. But all of my documentation does not come from David. It comes from the sources that David and others use. But here's the comment for us to start. Paul said, talk about retaking America. As you think about retaking America, there are at least four things that come to mind instantly. Just the theme, retake America, has at least four different things that must come to play. Number one, it used to be different. Number two, somebody's taking it. Number three, I want it back. And number four, I'm willing to do something about it. Now, if all four of those are not in play, then who cares where we are, how we got here, what the problem is, what the possible solution is. If we're going to retake America, and by the way, I'd like a copy of this because I think it's good so far. If you start leaving, then I'll know you don't agree with it. But no, seriously, if we're going to retake America, number one, it used to be different. Somebody's taken it. I want it back, and I'm willing to do something about it. There are four cries. I'm going to end with one of them. There are four different cries that you are familiar with. Remember the Alamo. Remember the Maine. Remember Pearl Harbor. Remember 9/11. Let me add a fifth one. Remember America. Now, as I look around, there are people of different ages. Some of you are older than me. Some of you are younger than me. I can remember a lot of things about American history. I can remember going to Sunday school and church as a little kid. Back in 1964, I graduated from Melbourne High School. In 1964, at Melbourne High School, I was the chaplain of the student body. It meant nothing to me. Didn't get saved till I was 29, almost 30. But as the chaplain of the student body at Melbourne High School in 1964, I got on the PA system every morning at the beginning of school and read from the Methodist Daily Devotion. In high school, in Melbourne, in Brevard County, in Florida. I'll never forget that. I was the chaplain, but it didn't mean anything. But that was Melbourne High School. You've heard of Melbourne. I mean, this is home territory. Let me give you a quick history lesson. 1492, Columbus came to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Now, I'm not going to go into a lot of history. I could, but I'm not going to go into a lot of history in any of this. But Christopher Columbus came to proclaim the gospel in 1492. In 1584, Sir Walter Raleigh was given permission from the Queen to come to the new land. I think he was going to go to Virginia. He was given permission from the Queen to come with one understanding: make the new land as close to the Church of England as you can. So the premise was the Lord Jesus Christ for Sir Walter Raleigh. My wife and I have been on 3 honeymoons so far. I told you we've been married 6 weeks. We've been on 3 honeymoons so far. First one was 3 days in St. Augustine. While we were in St. Augustine just a few weeks ago, we went on a tour. And we found out that on September the 7th, 1565, Pedro Menendez was the commander or captain of a ship that came to the harbor of St. Augustine. He anchored out in the harbor on September the 7th, 1565. And the priest left the ship and went ashore. Now, I don't know any details as to why. Maybe Pedro Menendez wanted to make sure that the next day the priest would be alive. Didn't know what the people were going to be. I don't know what the reason, but I'll tell you the history. The next day, on September the 8th, 1565, this year is 450 years later, the King and the Queen of Spain will be in St. Augustine on September the 8th, 2015, 450 years later, to celebrate the 450th year. On September the 8th, 1568, Pedro Menendez took his ship up to a place, docked the ship, and for the first time set foot on American soil. The first person he met was Father Lopez, the man that had left the ship the day before. Father Lopez met the ship with a cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Pedro Menendez, the first one to set foot on American soil at that time, bowed down, kissed the cross, and everybody on his crew bowed down and kissed the cross. That's the way America started. 1584, Sir Walter Raleigh came in at the Queen's request to present and proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus. In 1620, the Mayflower came across. They did not land where they were supposed to land. They knew that they needed some kind of civil government. So before the ship landed, they got together on board the Mayflower and wrote down what they called the Mayflower Compact. It was their civil law so that when they landed, they'd have a civil political law. If you look at the Mayflower Compact, it talks about the proclamation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our country has been founded on the gospel.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
My hand to the promised land, and on you I will wanna stand, cause I cannot do it on my own. You wanna need to be right by your side, cause I cannot hide, Lord, I know that I need you. Na 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 na, I need you. Na 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 na, I need you. Without without you I'm so alone. I am weak, but you are strong. You pick me up when I'm falling down. I'm crying.